This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, Daryl, you'll continue to tell us about the garbage drops that are happening from North Korea onto South Korea by hot air balloon, apparently, and or at least helium balloons. And didn't turn your mic on.
I would say it's probably helium, not hot air balloons.
But they're doing it via balloon, and we'll get into that. But first, we actually have Chris in Indiana still on the line with us here. He called in the last hour for those of you just tuning in. Chris claims to be a flat earther, someone who seems to believe, at least that's what he's purporting, to believe that the earth is flat. We've been taking your calls for him. So if you've got a question for a flat earther, you may call in toll free. He's stuck on through the news. The toll free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Ian, TJ, and Daryl in the studio. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, and by the way, if any of you are getting upset and mad, like, how dare we waste your time having this crazy person on, change the channel, really. Like, that's all you have to do. If you're getting upset at what we're saying, just stop listening to us. Or, you know, like, goodness gracious me.
People, well, you're referring to a caller who called toward the end of the last
hour. Well, I'm sure there are a lot
of
people out there who are getting irked at you, being like, how dare you? Like, I wanted to listen to Liberty. I'm like, well, if you want to listen to Liberty, listen to another show. We're having Flat Earth Theory.
And this is an open phone show.
This is our show. We can talk about whatever we please.
I like it when people call about stuff that's unusual or things that we can disagree on. It's no fun to hear people calling and agreeing with us all the time. So, and I suspect that all three of us in the studio do not subscribe to the flat earth theory.
Well, yeah, I flat out said I'm not a flat earther.
You're
but
flat
you know,
out
hey.
Said. All right, let's go back to Chris. He's still on the line with us here in Indiana. I don't think we were in the middle of any questions for you, or were we? Did we leave it with a question?
I don't know. You're asking the guy with the bad short-term memory?
Normally I write things down if I need to recall that. Chris, let me bring our listeners up to speed so far. You believe there is no space, that's some sort of a illusion. We haven't really gotten into what you believe that it is. You believe the space shuttle sort of doesn't... I don't know what you believe about the space shuttle.
It flies in a circle, apparently.
Anyway, you don't believe that it goes into space because you don't believe space exists. So there's like some sort of conspiracy going on here, and it's a conspiracy, in your opinion, to make people believe that they're small and insignificant by being this little speck in the entire universe. And I think Daryl made a good point, though, about, well, wait a minute, there's 7 billion people here. Doesn't that make you feel insignificant anyway, even if what you were saying was true?
Well, no, that's Ian. Come on, you're smarter than that. I mean,
so there's not 7 billion people on Earth?
That's an illusion too, Daryl.
Gosh, that's yeah. Come on, Daryl.
It's a serious question. Come on is a non-responsive answer. He asked you a question.
No. 1 in 700 billion people is a lot more.
7 billion, not 7.
Then. 1 in 7 billion people is a lot more area of where you are able to have, you know, your little area than, like, what is it?
A lot more area. That doesn't make sense.
A lot more area than, like, one in, look at when you compare it to the universe. Like, you're like a little.
So you're more significant. You're 1 of 7 billion instead of this one speck in the entire universe, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And it makes you feel insignificant. And it's a very.
Well, maybe it makes you feel insignificant.
I know you're not very religious. I know you're not a very. I'm not.
Who's you? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to everybody here on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, Daryl and I are ministers in the Shire Free Church.
Yeah.
So I don't know what TJ.
Oh, okay.
Ian is guilty of many things. Not being religious is definitely not one of them. Ian is a very spiritual and religious person.
I certainly don't subscribe to whatever your religious beliefs are, but I'm quite religious. And Chris, I'm going to bring some other folks on here who have questions for you. Let's start with Will in Seattle. Will, you're on with Chris, who purports to be a flat earther.
Hey, Chris. So I got a few questions for you here. Have you ever looked through, like, a telescope?
Well, those are more or less like the roundness of the lens.
So you think like the parabolic lens?
Tools of the devil.
What are you gonna? What about a telescope? Like, are you gonna see something round or what?
How do you explain stars? How do you explain like the heavenly bodies? Like, I've looked through a telescope and I've seen like Jupiter and like Mars and I'm told is Jupiter and Mars. What do you think those things that show up in my telescope are? Because they only show up sometimes. You know, I have to kind of look for them. I have to find them up there. You know, and what's the moon? You know, what's that big thing? How does that change and all the different phases of the moon? If you can explain that for me.
Sure, the moon is something, well, and all those stars and all that. Have you ever seen that picture of, I'm not sure when it was painted. It's like a dome with a big sun, and there's someone that's reaching through the dome, and there's all these stars and stuff, and they, through the dome. Have you ever seen that famous picture? I'm not sure what they call it.
That doesn't really answer the question. Are you saying that the moon are like a painting?
Well, have you ever seen The Truman Show?
You know what? It's so funny because I was going to make that joke. I was going to, where The Truman Show is a great movie, by the way, with Jim Carrey in it. And the idea is that Truman is this character on a sort of a reality TV show, and he's in this huge kind of domed place, and that there's all these lights up there. So are you saying that it's like The Truman Show, where there's just, you know, somebody has put some TV lights way up high, and they're just trying to fool you?
Well, yeah, they love to mock us.
Who's they?
The lizard people.
Well...
Yeah, that's the real thing.
Don't throw that label on me, lizard people. Come on.
You would never believe something so ridiculous like
that.
I'm
not saying you're a lizard person.
Well, no, look, people that believe in the lizard people like David Icke, they laugh at the flat earth. So I'm not trying to put myself above that. I'm just saying I don't believe that the people like George Bush, Barack Obama are lizards. Don't try to put that on me.
Okey-doke. So what is your answer to Will's question about the stars and the sun and the moon?
I believe that those are just projections. I believe that the sun and the...
Projections.
Let me ask you guys this, that it's a contradiction to that question, and it is answering his question. Why is it that the sun and the moon are about the same... During a lunar eclipse, the same size. I mean, when the moon overlaps the sun, it's the same size. Why is that? And one's 93 million miles away, and the other is only 280,000 miles away. Why?
I think you just explained it right there with perspective. You know, when you hold your hand closer to your face and you can't see past it, but then when you hold your hand further away, it looks smaller. You know,
I can understand why someone wouldn't want this guy to be on the radio, because it does feel like I'm getting dumber.
Why is your thumb the same size as the moon? If you hold your thumb out, extended, arm's length, it's the same size as the moon, and the moon's supposed to be a lot bigger, right?
Daryl, you're very consistent at non-valid arguments.
Thanks for the call, Will.
Your entire argument is not valid.
Chris, let's talk a little bit more. There are more people with questions for you, so stand by if you've got the time. I do want to talk more about this. But let's talk a little bit more about the sun. Now, normally with the sun comes heat. So supposedly the idea of the round or the spherical Earth is that when the sun passes onto one side of it, then that part will warm up because it's closer to the sun, whereas the side that's not being warmed by the sun is a little cooler. What's the warming and the cooling effect? Where's that coming from if the sun is just like a light that some stage manager put up in a large sound stage?
So you're trying to ask me, like, that the sun should always be visible if it was flat or something like that?
Wow. Wow. You know, this is what makes me think he might be real, because he just can't even...
He doesn't understand our questions.
He can't even comprehend these questions. Stand by, Chris. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you've got a question for Chris, this is your last chance to get them in, because we're going back to North Korea later. It's Free Talk Live. I think Chris would have a good time there.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You know what? We're just under about less, what, 9 days here till Valentine's Day. It's right around the corner. So you,
and it's on a Sunday.
So if you haven't yet figured out what you're going to do for your loved ones on Valentine's Day, I would suggest going to Sherry's Berries at berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Use code FTL by clicking on the microphone and typing that code in, and you'll get delicious, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They dip awesome, like Class A strawberries in awesome white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. Top them with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and decorative swizzle. And they can deliver on Sunday, as I understand it. So that's not a problem either. Of course, you can also deliver it sooner than that. So go and you can actually schedule your delivery with these things at Sherry's Berries. And, of course, this is a perfect gift for people that you care about, because who doesn't like strawberries topped with chocolate? Well, if there's someone you know that doesn't like those things, Sherry's Berries has all kinds of other wonderful, tasty gifts. So go and check it out by going to berries.com and use code FTL. Just click the microphone, type that code in. You'll get freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99, over a 40% savings. But what I would recommend that you do is add in an extra $10 and double the berries. That way you've got twice the berry goodness.
Maybe you've got two girlfriends. A thing of berries for each of them.
Right, one for each. I don't think you would want to have them sharing the same Sherry's
berries.
Well,
if you're in a polyamorous triad.
Right. Yes, that's true. Well, obviously, you should take your own relationship into under advisement here when you order. Berries.com, berries.com. It's good for anyone who has a stomach.
Now, what do you think James would like? I'm on their site right now, and I'm shopping. So
get him the cheesecake strawberries or the football-themed basket.
Because that's what you want, Daryl?
Dip cheesecake trio and full dozen fancy strawberries. Oh, that's a reasonable price. I'll go ahead and order it right now.
Berries.com, code FTL. Did you click the microphone and type in code FTL?
I did. I didn't click the microphone, and it's entered FTL.
Let's go back to Chris in Indiana, who is still on the line with us here and has been a good sport in fielding phone call after phone call from people who are incredulous that someone could actually believe that the earth is flat. I think some people believe that you're a fake caller, Chris, but I gotta say, you're so incoherent. It's really hard to believe someone could fake this. Although that said, apparently there is someone who's claiming to be you in the chat room right now. What is your response to that?
Claiming to be me? That's not me, 100%. I'm on Wikipedia right now. In your website, I'm not. I swear, 100% to God that's not me.
Are you drunk at the moment?
No.
Okay. Let's go to Mike. He is in Seattle, and we're going to bring him on here. We'll conference some calls together. If you got a question for Chris, this is your last chance to get on with him. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Chris, the ostensible flat earther.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. And I just want to say that this has been both entertaining and kind of disturbing. There's literally Facebook groups that have thousands of people that believe this. I guess it's maybe just a testament that we need to abolish public education as soon as we can. my point, though, I think, and my question for Chris is, if the Earth is flat, then why is it that in the northern hemisphere of the Earth, when you look at the moon, it's right side up, and when you're in the southern hemisphere, it's upside down? And same goes for constellations and all those types of things. And, if you're in, say, Seattle, where I am, and I look up in the sky, and on a night when you can see the moon, you could call someone who's actually near the equator and ask them to describe the moon or send you a picture, and it's going to be sideways. So, Chris, I think you should just hit Google, start typing in pictures of the moon from Australia, pictures of the moon from Seattle, pictures of the moon from London. Look at all of those, and then hopefully that will convince you that the Earth is not flat.
Was that a question?
It wasn't a question. It was a recommendation. Thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Chris, any thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, that's a good question, Mike. And you know what? I've never been in the southern. That is a question that I have asked myself. That is one of the top things that has questioned my belief about the flat Earth. that's good that he brings that up.
Well, it's good to hear that you're open-minded enough to question your own beliefs. Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if that was an enlightening phone call in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, it was definitely entertaining. It was probably got five or seven promos for the show.
It was entertaining, that's for sure. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. Also entertaining are the antics of Kim Jong-un, who has been filling balloons or attaching
balloons. Well, we don't know if he's actually filling the balloons.
The dear leader does everything in North Korea.
He does inspect all of the exercise equipment.
He also not only inspected the exercise equipment,
he designed the workout.
Designed the entire place that holds the workout.
And he trained the dolphins at North Korean SeaWorld.
Right. What does he not do is the question, the
poop.
Dear leader.
Dear leader doesn't poop.
Does he poop glitter or
no? He just doesn't poop.
So yeah, you can join us via Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, and let's talk more about North Korea. So for those of you just tuning in, the news was they've got balloons. They are being sent from North Korea to South Korea. They're attached to delivery packages of propaganda, as well as
there are timers. I'll just go back. It's a fairly short article, so I'll back up a little bit in here. So balloons were being sent from the north that contained garbage and anti-South Korean propaganda, and these balloons were set up with timers.
I know you're recapping, but I wonder if they contained garbage and propaganda, meaning you actually have to pick through the garbage to find the propaganda, or were there some balloons that had just propaganda and other balloons that had, they said, cigarette butts and, like, poopy paper
towels?
There
was a report of used toilet paper, but that was not confirmed. It was reported by one news agency, but not confirmed by any other.
It's like you're probably not going to want to take the propaganda if you're going to have to dig through some
And it doesn't specify whether the propaganda was in the same balloon.
See, that's just
the
South Korean propaganda, Daryl. They are trying to make you think that the North Koreans sent the cigarette butts and the poopy toilet paper.
So
it's all lies by the South Korean
these
president.
These balloons were rigged up with timers and some small form of explosive to cause the balloon to explode and then drop the propaganda. But the timers apparently malfunctioned, and some of the balloons landed on people's roofs and cars. There was one person in the city of Goyang, which is in the Gyeonggi province, $3,000 damage to his car.
Yep.
Others reported that glass windows of their homes were shattered. Water tanks were damaged due to exploding helium balloons containing heaps of propaganda leaflets with derogatory anti-Seoul content. The North began sending the propaganda after the January 13th incident where Pyongyang would not turn off loudspeakers blaring to the North.
I don't think that... wait a minute. Seoul wouldn't turn off the loudspeaker.
Correct.
I don't think that they should have a right to be upset about this because South Korea has been doing this. You know, they've been shipping propaganda by balloons for a while. We'll continue.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Kim Jong-un himself has just sent a friend request on Skype, so this could get interesting. We are talking about the North Koreans allegedly sending balloons that are attached to packages full of propaganda and possibly poopy bathroom tissue, as well as cigarette butts. One claiming that there were more than 600 cigarette butts. I don't know who took the time to count them. In one of these...
Rain Man, probably. I don't know.
One of these deliveries. And, Daryl, you've got the story. We're going to continue it here in a moment. I also want to let you know about freetalklive.com and a way that you can help support what we're doing here. You can help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're on over 160 stations today across the United States. We're on a couple satellite signals all around the globe. And, of course, our internet options. You can live stream. You can download the podcast archives over at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of ways to listen to Free Talk Live, but if we have a larger advertisement or marketing budget, we can do more. We can bring more people in, bring more radio stations on board, and you get perks as a member of what we call the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You can send that in via any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard on our website, and also also, you can use Bitcoin now. So if you've been waiting to sign up because you wanted us to do Bitcoin for that, we're doing it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, get behind the show, help us spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, and every now and then spread the crazy lunatics who call in and advocate who knows what, because it's fun. All right, so amp.freetalklive.com, and yes, you really can call in about what you want. Let's go to John. He's in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi. I just wanted to make a – I know you guys are on the North Korean thing, but I'll be very quick. That,
sure, you can call about anything, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I just want to say, I don't want to, like, really give my name or what I do, but we're engineers, and we build a lot of big machines and a lot of big things for anybody, companies or government or, you know. But what we do, I've been doing it for, like, over 25 years, but there are some things that are kind of, I don't know, disturbing or odd, and I'll bring them up real quick here, that number one, when we build long wires, roads, steel, we never take into account a curvature of an earth drop, which is, again, I was looking this up. I don't have the charts in front of me because right now I'm driving, but it's going to be something about 8 inches per mile, and it goes parabolic. So and anybody else that I've talked to, we've never done that. Bridges over water, bridges over any type of roadway, nothing. There is no Coriolis effect. They never take into account. They just build it straight. They put a curvature for the steel for the weight of its mass and then for a cold and heat factor when it expands and contracts, but they never, never make a curvature to counteract their, like, Coriolis effect. And then the second thing that's kind of...
Well, before you go on with that, I'm going to look to TJ the Spy as the accomplished mathematician in the room.
Go ahead.
My understanding of what John just said as more of a layman here is that engineers, he claims, don't take the curvature of the earth when calculating how long materials should be for long building projects.
Well, you know, I'm not a civil engineer, so that's outside my jurisdiction. I can tell you that, you know, the coefficient of thermal expansion of steel is probably more important when you're designing something like the Golden Gate Bridge than the curvature of the earth. I mean, the curvature of the earth is very small, so I would say for bridges and highways, it's probably is okay to assume, you know. The thing I always found amazing is that you can put a man on the moon with Newton's three laws of motion.
No, you can't, because there's no space and no moon.
Yeah. I mean, even though Newton's law of gravity is fundamentally incorrect, Einstein's theory of gravity is a better explanation. It's more accurate, but also a lot more complicated. It's perfectly capable of putting Apollo astronauts on the moon with just force equals mass times acceleration. With very simple equations, we can put a man on the moon.
John, so, go ahead with point number two.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not saying anything's flat or round. But
okay, so you're not one of them. That's good. Good to know.
No, because, you know, but it's just odd, you know. And I ask other people, and they're like, "Oh, we never did curvature." But we'll go to number two. Number two, again, because we you know, do a lot of, you know, work for other companies, and we talk to you know, pilots or truckers or, you know, things like shipping container people, and when they travel, they use gyroscopes to, you know, place a course. And on an airplane, they're very precision. So
yes,
what you do is, you know, you turn it on, and that gyroscope points in that direction forever. On its multi-axis pivot points, that will turn or rotate. But if you I was told this long ago, and I just, again, was reading about it, you know, a week ago, that they self-correct that thing when they're flying because, you know, you got gravity and wind and everything that kind of bumps you around. But if you take a precision thing, and we've done it in our lab here, turn that thing on for a couple hours, that thing never deviates. It shouldn't deviate by the rotation of the earth. And then you go on, you know, YouTube, and other guys have done it too, and we're like, you know, why is this doing it? So there's just odd things that are, you know, you'd think that it would correspond to physics, but it doesn't.
Well, humans don't necessarily know everything about the world they inhabit, right? I mean, we're still learning about physics. We're still learning about the rules of the universe that we inhabit. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it. But the people who believe in the flat earth have gone backwards and they've rejected, if they even knew what they were in the first place, all of the scientific observations about the world in which we live and are basically living in a complete fantasy world.
You know, I always love, as a physicist, you know, when I loved modern physics especially, I like to say, you know, it's really bizarre to me that gravity actually slows the flow of time. You can actually measure it with a highly accurate cesium clock or any radioactive atomic clock, but if you actually...
And this was at Einstein.
Yes, right? It's a result of gravity. I mean, so like, for example, if you take an elevator straight up 200 miles above the Earth and could build a skyscraper 200 miles, for every second that ticks away on Earth, one day and one nanosecond ticks away up there. Because gravity is about 90% of what it is 200 miles up as it is here on the surface of the Earth. Well, that little difference in gravity is enough that the clocks will start to drift apart. Now, of course, the question is, who's right? Well, you're both right. The clock here on Earth is ticking away at 1 second every second, and the atomic clock up there above Earth is ticking away at 1 second per second. So the thing is, from Earth, it appears that the clock up there is ticking away faster, and from the guy up there, it appears the clock on the Earth is ticking away slower. But this is important because GPS is based on the speed of light. How long does it take a signal to get from the GPS satellite to your handheld receiver? If you didn't correct for Einstein's time differential, your GPS receiver would be off 1 nanosecond per day.
So, and that would add up.
And that would add up. Over the course of a year, if they did not subtract a nanosecond from those atomic clocks in orbit over the Earth every day, over the course of a year, you'd be about 1,000 meters off. You'd be one
ships running into
ports. The missiles wouldn't be, you know, like, you know, it would say, like, you would slowly notice your GPS drifting. So I always thought it was kind of odd that, you know, gravity slows the flow of time. In fact, if you get strong enough gravity, like near a black hole, time actually comes to a complete stop. And this is just one of those trippy things that really, you know, if you're on LSD, make a lot more sense. But when I'm sober,
if you've never seen the movie Interstellar.
Yeah.
Watch it, because they go into this thing and like a black hole sort of something, and 1 hour of where they are is 7 years on Earth.
I thought,
and so the guy winds up coming back at the end, and his daughter is all old, and he still looks 30-something.
That's what happened to Ripley in Aliens. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, except without the black hole. 855-450-3733. We do have time for you if you want to continue or get into a discussion on whatever happens to be on your mind. We also have Skype, and despite Kim Jong-un sending a contact request, he has yet to call in. He did actually send a text message in some sort of oriental script here, so I'm going to see if I can translate that. Maybe it's the real Kim Jong-un.
They don't have Skype in North Korea.
They don't have internet. No, I think the elites probably do have some sort of internet connection. But, man, if you've ever been to their official news agency website, it's pathetic.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, we may have enough time for you. Actually, we'll probably only have time for you. You're already on the line. Phones are pretty busy here tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A lot of people wanted to talk to the Flat Earther who was on with us earlier tonight. It's Ian, TJ, and Daryl in the studio, and you can join us. TJ, did you have a website you wanted to plug? I know that you might have. Did you launch that site about the drug dealers?
Oh, National Thank a Drug Dealer. No, yeah. I'm still working on it. So I'm going to have a site called National Thank a Drug Dealer. So the idea is that if someone's a peaceful drug dealer, they haven't threatened anybody, they haven't hurt anybody, but they got caught selling like a pound of heroin and they're doing a stint in prison, you could write them and say, thank you so much for bringing these drugs that help improve our lives. You know, like,
well, heroin can help improve some people's lives.
Well, you know, heroin is I choose that one because that's the one. See, if I say diacetylmorphine, people don't know what that is. I mean, that's the chemical name for heroin. So if I say, well, you know, I've used diacetylmorphine and I had acute paresthesia in the left lateral limb, they're like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's using a bunch of medical terms. He's not one of those loser heroin addicts. And I can say, well, the truth, which is, yeah, I did 5 milligrams of diacetylmorphine. I was in acute pain, and it worked quite well. I don't do it today because I don't need it anymore. But I thought it would be a very serious thing. There are a lot of people out there who I admire for being drug dealers, like Rich. You know, I find, you know, he is really helpful.
In the past, he was convicted for selling cannabis, which has definitely probably helped a lot more people than heroin. But when you get that up, we'll definitely plug it. I want to get back into your calls and thoughts here. And you can also join us via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, gents. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Ian. I appreciate it. I meant to call in earlier. I was actually sort of invited by Daryl last night to call in at an earlier time to talk about borders. And now that you're referring to North Korea and their supposed fecal bombing, possible fecal bombing, campaign going on. There's a reason for a border right there. I mean, you got lunatics on one side and possibly sane people on the other side. It's a good reason to have a border, I think. because you're
well, you can have all the borders you want on private property.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Korea, you know, North Korea and South Korea essentially are two different countries at this time. But
to some extent, it had to do with U.S. meddling in those countries.
Well,
but,
yeah. Of course. I mean, like Vietnam right now is all Vietnam, no North Vietnam, no South Vietnam. It's all basically run by China, from what I understand from Vietnamese friends of mine. They've told me that there's basically China is the entire power under the scene and behind the scenes there. So whatever you want to buy is Chinese. Whoever you're dealing with has to go through Chinese overlords, if you will. So
would you rather it have to go through American overlords?
Well, no, I'd say we shouldn't have stuck our nose in their business. That's the problem.
And I can subscribe to that. Yeah, it's like it's none of my business. I'm not going to stick my nose where it doesn't belong.
That's exactly it. We've done that in hundreds of countries around the world. In fact, I'm not sure exactly how many bases we have in the world. I think we have something like 160 actual military bases. But then we have other outlying facilities that are also that are supporters of those military bases that aren't necessarily considered military bases, and those are also at the same time considered sovereign territory of the United States. So we are the world's imperial power. We are the colonial power of the world, unfortunately. And it's not.
I am not a colonial power.
Not you. I'm not saying that we.
When you say we, you're referring to the federal government?
I'm referring to the federal government.
Are you part of the federal government?
No.
He's a sovereign citizen. He's a terrorist.
Why say we? I know. I'm just picking on you. It's what people say.
Yes, you are. yes, we're sovereign citizens. We're each individuals. Okay, the criminals that run our government, the criminals that run our country today, those are the ones that have decided to do with and then put it on us. So everybody in the world, everybody besides Americans, maybe possibly looks at us as the criminal, the world criminal. So we stick our nose in their business.
Kim Jong Un, by the way, I've now pulled up Google Translate and have pasted in the things that he's been saying in, what do they call it with the Oriental characters? There's a name for it. I know the Oriental is an offensive term, so I don't know of a better.
Kanjin, I think.
So he's putting his text in here, and I've translated it. Someone claiming to be Kim Jong Un on Skype has now said South Korea's tributaries from the Yankee propaganda. I don't know if he's talking about us or what that means. But then he goes on to say, we oppose the reactionary policies of the U.S. government, but we are not against the American people. We want to have many good friends in the United States. This is what Kim Jong-un has sent us.
Supposedly is saying, right? I mean, I would doubt that that's actually really him. But
no, of course, I don't think it's the real Kim Jong-un, but you never know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to William. He's in Nevada listening to K-Talks. Hello, William. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, the Spy, and Daryl.
Yes, gentlemen. Hey, I got into this flat earth thing a couple weeks ago. I got a question for you.
I'm sorry.
There's evidence of a woman that gave birth on an airliner. She was traveling from Taiwan to Los Angeles. Okay, they diverted the flight as a shortcut. Where do you think they landed?
Hawaii?
Alaska. Anchorage, Alaska.
Hold on. From where to where again?
Taiwan to Los Angeles.
Taiwan to Los Angeles. The shortcut was Alaska.
So what's the point?
Well, the point is our maps are wrong. And if you look at the UN map, the azimuth equal distance map, it would make sense. And a lot of these people are looking at airline passage or, the directions they take, the routes they take, and they're going, hey, it works on this map and not the other map. Plus, there's some people that navigated Antarctica, centuries ago, and it took them 3 years, and they went, like, nearly 60,000 miles.
So what you're saying is that you believe that the UN flag is part of a conspiracy theory to throw it in people's face, that the Earth is flat?
Well, what I'm saying is there's a lot of evidence to support we don't live on a globe.
No, there's not.
I'm looking at a map right now, and knowing that, you know, the Earth is curved, it does make sense that you would fly up near Alaska to go from Taiwan to Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's no evidence, William. It's just a bunch of poppycock. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you wanted to join us here, you could do that. Let's go to Brian. He's on the line in California via Skype. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and talk, since you guys were on the topic of the flat Earth.
Oh, God, not you.
I just want to talk about, like, math and science. And
Okay, I can field those questions. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. I noticed you were talking about time dilation. So, you see kind of like, you guys don't believe the flat Earth thing, right?
No.
I'm assuming.
No.
Okay.
Not unless I'm on LSD, in which case all is fair.
But you see how they can use, when a discipline doesn't use mathematical reasoning rigorous, you can rationalize almost anything with word salad, right?
Yep.
You see this. Okay, so
people with schizophrenia, they're quite good at rationalizing stuff. I must say,
they try to use intuition and try to make it seem like to present it one way and not, it doesn't look at any other way. Just anything that supports their case, they'll only look. And that's the problem with word reasoning, I call it rationalization, quote unquote. But so that's the problem with like things like UPB and
what's that?
Austrian economics.
What's UPB?
Something Stefan Molyneux's personal philosophy, if you want to call it that.
Stefan Molyneux is
still doesn't tell me what
UPB stands for. It's an acronym for something.
Universal preferable behavior. You guys are not aware of it?
I've heard of it.
No,
I know Austrian economics and of a lot of mathematicians. They say the problem with Austrian economics is that we don't have a rigorous mathematical theory. And, of course, Austrians counter with that, saying, well, the problem is we recognize that trying to create a mathematical theory actually is a fool's errand because you're trying to model something that is inherently illogical, which is human behavior.
You have to remember, you call Free Talk Live, you've reached a syndicated talk radio program where not only do the hosts not necessarily know what obscure libertarian thing that you're talking about, but the listeners of the show almost certainly have no idea what the acronyms are. So you've got to keep any kind of discussion within that particular mindset and try to make it as understandable and defined as you possibly can, which you don't have time for tonight. Thanks for the call, Brian. I had no idea where you're going with that, but maybe you'll call another time and tell us about it. So, it has been Ian, TJ, and Daryl with you, and don't forget to check out Daryl on his website, fpp.cc and fppradio.com, and also, of course, we're over at freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.